Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Dell Unser. Batting second. The second baseman, Jack Brohmer. Batting third. The center fielder, Tommy McCraw. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Greg Nettles. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Chris Chambliss. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jerry Moses. Batting seventh. The left fielder, John Lowenstein. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vince Colbert. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Vince Colbert. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Mark Bellinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Grich. Batting third. The right fielder, Terry Crowley. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Don Baylor. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Elrod Hendricks. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Palmer. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jim Palmer. And now, play ball. Dell Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brohmer. The throw from Hendricks and he is safe. Brohmer steals second. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brohmer scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bellinger moves to second. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley hits a fly ball into center field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bellinger moves to third. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it, throws to second for one. And over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lowenstein for the out. Two outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Grich settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bug Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a fly ball into left field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is called out on strikes. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks takes first base on ball 4. Robinson moves to second. Jim Palmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Unser. Palmer reaches second base with a double. Robinson scores. Hendricks goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Orioles. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Bellinger hits a fly ball into center field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Vince Colbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colbert hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Palmer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0-1 in the game. Unser hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Brohmer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Unser moves to third. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-1 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards second. Gritch scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Gritch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley is 0-1 in the game. Crowley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-1 in the game. Baylor hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lowenstein, who is chasing the ball. Baylor reaches third base with a triple. Bug Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-1 in the game. Powell is walked intentionally. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-1 in the game. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Nettles hits a line drive towards short. Bellinger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0-1 in the game. Chambliss hits a line drive towards short. Bellinger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-1 in the game. Moses hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Hendricks takes first base on ball 4. Jim Palmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Palmer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hendricks moves to second. Steve Hargan now pitching. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles juggles the ball. That's an error on Nettles. Hendricks scores. Palmer moves to third. Bellinger moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Orioles. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Palmer scores. Bellinger moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Orioles. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Grich hits a fly ball into center field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bellinger tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-1, Orioles. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley is 0-for-2 in the game. Crowley hits a fly ball into left field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0-for-1 in the game. Lowenstein hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-1 in the game. Duffy takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Leon pinch hits for Steve Hargan. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Unser hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Phil Hennigan now pitching. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Baylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Baylor. The throw from Moses and he is safe. Baylor steals second. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Powell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Broemer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-2 in the game. Blair strikes out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Chambliss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Brohmer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brohmer for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-2 in the game. McCraw takes first base on ball 4. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Nettles hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0-for-2 in the game. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Hendricks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Palmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmer is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Palmer hits a fly ball into right field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bellinger strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Grich strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-2 in the game. Moses takes first base on ball 4. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0-for-2 in the game. Lowenstein is called out on strikes. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Duffy strikes out. Two outs. Roy Foster pinch hits for Phil Hennigan. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a pop-up towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Denny Riddleberger now pitching. Merv Rettenmund pinch hits for Terry Crowley. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Baylor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rettenmund moves to second. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer fields it and throws to second for the out. Rettenmund moves to third. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-3 in the game. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Merv Rettenmund now playing right field. Dell Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Unser strikes out. One out. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Brohmer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McCraw hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Grich settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Hendricks hits a fly ball into center field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Palmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmer is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Palmer bunts towards the mound. Riddleberger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Robinson moves to second. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Bellinger is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Grich hits a pop-up towards short. Duffy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell juggles the ball. That's an error on Powell. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0-for-3 in the game. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jerry Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Moses strikes out. Two outs. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0-for-3 in the game. Lowenstein hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Powell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.